I apologize, and not for the last time. I wear inexperience on my face, and fear guides my fingers, not in yearning, but in what? Need? Duress? Abstract fear of the unknown? I'm thinking too much. I try to focus on you, your naked, beautiful, your eyes ever blinking like a camera, immortalizing my clumsiness, capturing reminders of the moment, all bravado and words become wind and you see through the lie. Is that why I fear this? Is that why I fear you? Do I fear you or do I fear failure? Do I fear you or do I fear a lack of you, seeing only a ghost of your figure standing vigil over the ashes of what we could have been? I take your hands in mine, if only to quell their shivering. It's not even cold in here. Why is it so hot? Why are you looking at me like that? Do you want me to stay, or would my sudden departure fill you with relief? Have all ideas of us fled from your mind at the sight of me without clothes? Do you sense my hesitance and see only refusal? Do you not see the burning heart at the core of me, lusting after your form, desiring your everything, wanting to belong to you? Wanting to dance fingers down every curve, taste the delight of every inch of skin, walk slowly through the depths of your mind and wear your secrets upon the lapel of my coat? You move closer. So close I feel the heat emanating from your body. You're the sun and I'm probably fucking Pluto, because that's how irrelevant I feel right now. Fuck, why'd I have to lie so much? Maybe you'd be here anyway. Maybe you'd fall into me anyway. Maybe you'd love me truly and completely, knowing full well that I'm not perfect. This body of mine so flawed, this mind I own so fractured. No. No, you could never see beauty in that, even as you place a delicate finger under my chin, brush your lips against my own, press your breasts against me, and... oh. Perhaps I worry too much. Perhaps you might love me regardless. Should I simply let go? Abandon all remnants of emotional bindings and dive headlong into the pool of your sensuality? Forget who I am and who I was, and throw myself at luck, at fortune and chance, bear the bruises and cuts, see my name written in the scars, tell you my name and hope to hear yours, write them together in the condensation that fogs the glass of my tired, weary eyes, before seeing it fade, but not too soon. Not before years pass of you and I, sacred vows and your eyes born in another. Not before I have lived your life with you and shared in the sweet nectar of your existence.